Another month is upon us, and this is the month of love, but will it actually be the month of love? Astrologer Anne, you can find her online at astrologeranne.com. Anne, what do the stars have to say about this upcoming month?
This is a wonderful month for so many things. When we start the month and on through Valentine's Day and beyond, it's a great month for friendship. That's the idea of, yes, romance, but how did you fall in love with this person? And is this person your friend too? That's a way to take your romance to a higher, different level. Or if you're looking for somebody, look among your friends. This is a time for friends to come together because it's all about the Aquarius energy. That's where the sun is right now. And it's saying, you know, people need people. That's what it's about. Sisterhood, brotherhood, coming together, changing the world. And that's what Aquarius is all about. Very idealistic.
I didn't know that Aquarius is the hippie. That's the flower power child, basically, of the stars, it sounds like, of the signs here.
It sure is. It's the original go to the beat of your own drummer. Be totally independent and unique.
But, Anne, there's specific days this month that are really significant, right?
Absolutely. One of the dates to watch, it's right before Valentine's Day, actually. It's February 11th. The planet Mercury is going to join the sun in Aquarius. So we're already going to feel smarter this month because the sun's in Aquarius, which is kind of a genius sign anyway. When we add Mercury, suddenly the genius ideas can come to us. And that's like, oh my goodness, what do I want to do with this? Well, let's talk to my friends and pals and all the people in my life and see what we can do with it. You might have a brilliant brainstorm about who do I really maybe want to date or get serious with?
So February 11th, we have to reevaluate all our love choices in our life.
I'm clearing my schedule right now for that day, making sure that I've got nothing else going to be in the way.
Yes. And be ready to write down all those genius ideas.
And how about later in the month, once we get past Valentine's Day?
So all that electrical, exciting energy, you know, we got to ground it. We know this about electricity. That's what's going to start to happen February 18th. The mood of the month shifts. We go from Aquarius to Pisces. It's a water sign, super sensitive. This is when we take all those genius, brilliant ideas in our heads, move them down into our hearts. We get spiritual and we want to somehow, how do you turn those ideas into reality? But do it with love, not just with your mind and your head, but do it with your heart. That's what Pisces is about. The dates to watch, February 18th, sun goes into Pisces. Then the moon joins the sun. We get a new moon, February 20th. If you want to start a spiritual practice, if you want to start meditating, if you want to get serious about your inner life, that's the magical time to start doing that.
And I think I'm reading between the lines here. You said the 11th was a big deal where I reevaluate and take charge and, you know, take stock and figure out where I want to go.
With love.
It's also the last day that I can place bets on the Super Bowl.
Oh.
So, I just want to know, what are the stars telling you? Do you have a favorite? Do you think Jalen Hurts has stars in his eyes? He's a handsome man.
I have to say, trust your intuition, which is going to be smarter than what I could say. I got to say, nothing's coming right now, but we got to wait for that genius flash on February 11th.
I heard what you said. Eagles over the Chiefs. Anybody but the Chief. Okay, perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
You'll hear anything you want.
Right. It's like you're listening to the show.
Mm-hmm. You want to learn more about Astrologer Anne? You can head to her website, astrologeranne.com. Thank you, Anne.
You're welcome.